The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Hope you all had a good weekend and had a Father's Day weekend too. It was a nice day out for a sunny day to go outside and spend time with your dad and everyone. But it was a good weekend for me as well. Today, I have another guest on my show today. He is the CEO of the Special Olympics for the state of Michigan. So let's welcome Tim Heidelman to the show. Good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Joe. I'm doing very well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. How's it feel to be on the show today?
I've been looking forward to it. Once I got the call about being asked to be a part of it, I was been looking forward to it for a few weeks and meeting you and being able to share a little bit about our great movement of Special Olympics Michigan.
Yeah, I'm very excited for you to talk about it and discuss that with you. So, were you pumped to be here?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, it's lovely for you to be here and be on my show. All right, so we're going to get right to the questions. All righty. So, Tim, how and why did you get into Special Olympics?
Yeah, so I've been what we call a fan in the stand for a long time of Special Olympics. And so our fans in the stands are those, you know, supporters, spectators who go and watch great competition and cheer. And my first experience, I was actually working as a supports coordinator for an organization and had an individual who'd invited me to a basketball game. And every time I had met with him prior to that, you know, pretty subdued, pretty quiet. But he said, hey, I'm playing basketball for Special Olympics in a couple weeks. Would you mind going to the game? And so I went and brought a couple of my kids there, and I watched him participate, and he got on that basketball court, and he was a new person. He was flying around the court. He had a huge smile on his face, the joy of witnessing him participate and all his teammates. I'll still never forget it. And ever since then, of just watching, you know, those athletes compete and the sportsmanship and just what the joy of you know, sports brought to them made me a huge fan, and then was fortunate to take over as the CEO about 3 years ago now for Special Olympics Michigan.
Well, so 3 years was probably about, like, not that long, I would say.
Yeah, it's you know, being 3 years, some days it feels like I'm brand new on the job and 'cause I'm still learning things every day, and in other days it feels like I've been there forever. But it's been an awesome ride so far and great organization to be a part of, and I'm really excited for what the future holds.
You know what? I'm very excited for what the future holds too, my friend. So when you told me the story about the guy that you were a supports coordinator with, and he was flying around the basketball court shooting the hoops. So when you watched the basketball game, were you chanting for him?
Oh, absolutely. And not just him, but, you know, for other athletes as well. I think one of the incredible things about Special Olympics is that, you know, so often our athletes are told what they can't do maybe in their life, and Special Olympics helps provide a platform for them to show the world what they can do. And so it was just great, you know, watching not only my friend, you know, participate, but watching all the athletes and seeing the joy not only on their faces, but all of the spectators
as
well.
Yeah, and listening to them chant hooray and start chanting, you know, and everything else too, you know.
Absolutely.
So when did you do supports coordinator work?
It was
before you went to Special Olympics.
It was, yep. So I've worked in the field for about 15 years, so from supports coordination. Really enjoyed that. Worked with a previous organization that provided some recreation, job skills, training, independent living for individuals of all abilities. And so it just kind of, you know, came full circle as just a great, great opportunity for myself. And again, I just feel honored every day when I wake up to be a part of such an incredible movement.
Well, that, you know what? I think that opportunity for you I guess it came knocking too, and you, I guess you answered the opportunity to open the door and step right in.
That's right. That's right.
All righty. And Ron, another question. What is the most valuable lesson that people with disabilities taught you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I maybe going back to a little bit of my first part about my first event at Special Olympics is that, you know, anything is possible. I think that that's really, you know, one of the great themes throughout Special Olympics is that anything is possible. You just have to help provide opportunities. You know, our athletes will, you know, jump over barriers, break through walls for
break
that
the barriers,
chance. Exactly.
Right.
Breaking barriers. Yeah. And so, you know, and I talk to a lot of family members, a lot of athletes who will say, you know, I was told that maybe I would never be able to play on a team sport. Or I was, you know, I was here from a mother not too long ago who said, you know, she was told as her child was growing up that he would never run, and now he's playing soccer. And so I think, you know, the overall, you know, message for Special Olympics and again, with individual disabilities, I think is, you know, we just help provide a platform. The individuals are our true champions and that anything is possible.
Well, I guess that sent a message to Special Olympics saying that people with disabilities can play sports and play do Special Olympics.
Absolutely. And not only sports, but, you know, I often say, and I shouldn't say just say me, but our whole Special Olympics movement, our athletes are the real leaders of the organization. I get the kind of the fun, fancy title of president and CEO, but it's really our athletes who are leaders. And not only on the sports field, we do educational school leadership, health leadership, and they're the ones that are kind of leading the way for all of Special Olympics.
Well, I think they're leading a good way for that, too. And for Special Olympics and everything for the future. So I guess that's that holds everything for the future for Special Olympics. So you mentioned, let me see, you mentioned something about, was it leadership?
Yeah, athlete leadership.
So for those who may or may not know, could you explain what that is?
Sure. So there's a Special Olympics International program called Global Leadership, and then also a Health Messenger Training. And so what that is there's curriculum that's worked to really just help provide some tools, opportunities, skill sets for our athletes to become, you know, speakers, public speakers, but also to hold meaningful roles, not only for Special Olympics, but throughout the community. And so whether it's they're advocating for equal and accessible healthcare access, which is really, really important, or just overall leadership and breaking down barriers of inclusion. And so we have staff that work great. It runs about every 3 months or so. We'll have new groups of athlete leaders come through trainings. And again, it's fantastic of sometimes where they've started and where they go. Because again, they provide such valuable insight and are great leaders for our organization. On our board of directors, we have an athlete leader, and she just has an amazing perspective. And you know, I really appreciate her input and value that she provides.
Awesome. All right, Ron, and another question. All right. Now, we all know about Special Olympics and sports. So tell us about South Christian and the project for the Training Center for Special Olympics.
Yeah, so like you said, a lot of people know Special Olympics for our great sporting competitions, and we generally have over 700 competitions throughout the years outside of our state events. But we also do a lot of health programs, so health screenings, preventative care, access, follow-up care, leadership, which I just talked about. We have a unified champion school program where we're in over 400 schools throughout the state of Michigan, helping to change and create new culture. And we also have early childhood development, which is young athletes ages 2 to 7. So we have all these different programs throughout the state, but we never had kind of that one place to pull them all together. And so the South Christian, or I should say the former South Christian High School building, which was located just off of 131 and 68th Street, was for sale. And we really kind of started having a conversation with our staff, with our athletes, with our board, and saying this could provide a great backdrop. It has two gymnasiums, lots of outdoor field space, auditorium. So one, it provides now and will provide a home for our athletes and sports competitions, Two, it'll be a way to bring all of those different services that a lot of folks aren't aware of under one roof. And so we think it's not only a great thing for Special Olympics Michigan, but also for the future of the whole Special Olympics International movement, as you bring in all of these different programs, services, and collaborations together in the what we call the inclusion revolution.
Right. So I guess you're collaborating with South Christian, correct?
So we purchased the building from South Christian a couple years ago, and we're now in the midst of a capital campaign to raise funds to renovate the building. So we want to put in multiple sports fields in the back. We want to make the building universally accessible for all. We want to make sure that when someone comes to and play on one of the gymnasiums, that they see the Special Olympics logo and say, "This is my gymnasium." So we purchased the building 2 years ago, and now we're right in the midst of what we call Building Tomorrow's Champions Capital Campaign and raising funds to renovate it. Because it's not only going to be the world's largest Special Olympics facility, but we want it to be the world's greatest.
Right, and also have it outdoors too.
Yep, absolutely. So there'll be indoor sports and outdoor sports and all sorts of programs.
Yeah, like track and field, basketball, and swimming, and other sports too.
Yep, absolutely. You named three of our more popular sports.
I sure did.
Yep.
All right, Ron, and another question. Oh, another question's coming right at you, Tim.
Yeah.
So what other organizations that are associated with South Christian?
Sure. So the building is going to be called the Special Olympics Michigan Unified Sports and Inclusion Center. And as you've heard, you know, the theme of inclusion I've used quite a bit here for not only our athletes but also community partners. The building itself is 127,000 square feet, so a lot of space. And so when we looked at it, said, you know, What is Special Olympics kind of our goal for utilizing this? And like I said, some training rooms for our athlete leader programs and our sports facilities, but there was a lot of other classroom space and activities. So we started talking to other community partners and great organizations, and that's one of the great things about West Michigan is there's such great collaboration. And said, you know, we've got some space here. What do you think about joining us, in this project? And it kind of took off from there. So we had one organization that said, "Hey, we really like this idea. It just so happens our lease was up. We're looking to move." And then another one and another one. So now, all told, there's going to be 9 other nonprofit organizations under that space. So Disability Advocates of Kent County, the Autism Support of Kent County, Down Syndrome Association of West Michigan, Thresholds. Thresholds. Mm-hmm. Brody's Bee Cafe, to name a few. And one of the great things is that All these organizations then will work together for, you know, providing just comprehensive services for individuals of all abilities.
And you, when you mentioned the building, I mean, I gotta say, that sounds like that's like a lot of room for a building and a training center.
It is, yeah. And so that's where we're really proud. It's going to be, not only the building of 127,000 square feet, but it's also on 17 acres. So it will be the largest Special Olympics training center in the world, and we're just honored to have it right here in West Michigan.
Yeah, and maybe probably like an auditorium.
Yep,
for Special Olympics.
Yep, they've got a great auditorium, and we can't wait for indoor activities, events, award ceremonies.
To get back and up and running again, too.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to check that out. I'll have to check it out sometime.
Oh, I hope so. Yep, you've got an open invitation from me.
Hey, no problem. All right, Ron, another question. All right, and another question is flying right at you, Tim.
Yeah.
So how do you see the training center for Special Olympics impacting the future going forwards for Special Olympics?
Yeah, so again, great question. I think community and collaboration is key. You know, Special Olympics, we're really good at the programs and services that we do, from young athletes, unified champions, schools, our sports and recreation, our health, wellness, and fitness programs, which are fantastic. So we're able to bring all of those under one roof to really kind of work on a holistic approach. But now by having all these other partner organizations that are experts in what they do, we're not only serving, you know, an individual in one sport or one activity.
But like 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, maybe like nine or ten.
Yeah, so there'll be nine other nonprofits and other groups, and they'll be able to receive services. So maybe someone might be out in the back fields, like you mentioned, practicing track and field, and their parents might have some questions on disability benefits or Social Security. So they could go to an organization for that. Or they want to learn more on training or resources or support groups. So it's really going to be kind of a collaborative approach. And the other thing that we love about it is because, again, going to different locations or sites, or sometimes, especially even for medical appointments or visits, can be a little intimidating at times. And so, we want to make it as easy as possible. So kind of almost that one-stop shop, for again, all individuals to go there and support for not only the participants, but for their families as well.
Right, and also make it more comfortable for them too.
Absolutely.
So that way they don't feel intimidated.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Yes. All right, Ron, another question. So, if the people would like to, if the people are interested in volunteering, how can they get in contact and what can they volunteer for?
Great. So, Special Olympics Michigan is a grassroots organization. We've got over 20,000 athletes, and we can only do that work because of the incredible volunteerism. So we're always looking for volunteers. So I really appreciate that question. So if someone's interested, I'd really encourage them to go to our website at www.somi.org. So somi.org. And there'll be a tab right at the top where it says, connect with us. And they'll be able to scroll down and see what are areas of interest. We're always looking for coaches. We know that with the facility and the new headquarters, we want to increase our athlete participation. And we want to have, anyone who wants to participate in a sport be able to. And with that, we know we're going to need coaches. So go to our website if you're interested in coaching a sport. Or a lot of times there's one-day events where we just need extra hands for helping to time at the track meets and all those. And one of the great things about Special Olympics is we make volunteering really easy. And I promise anyone who's listening or watching, once you come to a Special Olympics event, you are hooked and you're going to be a part of it forever because there's nothing like it.
There's nothing like else of it either, too. So, yes, and they can also volunteer to help with swimming, too.
Yep, that's one of our sports. We offer 24 sports throughout the state at different seasons. So always looking for those coaches and supporters.
And volunteers, too.
Volunteers, yep.
Yeah, because now that you got 24 sports, how about field hockey?
No field hockey yet. That's one to look into.
Well,
yeah.
Just a suggestion, but
yep, absolutely. I'll have to look into that. It might be a Special Olympics International sport. We don't offer it quite yet in Michigan.
No, not quite yet, but you will someday.
Perhaps, yep.
So how many volunteers did you have about a year ago?
So in a traditional year, we'll have anywhere between 3,500 to 4,000 certified coaches and another 20,000 volunteers who help just individual support events, chaperones. Like everyone, we've had to adapt with COVID. And really took on kind of a virtual approach because we wanted to make sure that our activities and sports were safe for everyone. And so with that, needs for in-person volunteering was down a little bit. But as we start making our way through and we get back to our return to activities, we're planning events already in July, we know that volunteerism is going to be a major part of our organization. So again, would love for anyone that's interested to go to our website and you can register and you can find your individual county or individual programs where you're interested and click on what you might be wanting to get involved with.
Yeah, if you want to get involved with track and field or, like I said, swimming or anything, go on the website.
Yep.
All righty, and I have one more question for you. So when you're not doing Special Olympics or when you're not at the facility, what do you do for relaxation?
Yeah, so believe it or not, most of my relaxation time is also involving sports. So my favorite thing to do with Special Olympics is go to any event, whether it's local, regional, or state event, and watch our athletes play. And then for recreation, I have three children, one in high school, one in middle school, and one in elementary school, who are all very active in sports. So we pretty much spend our weekdays and weeknights when I'm not at a Special Olympics event watching them participate. But that's still, like I said, kind of relaxation for me. And then I also like to, go for walks and listen to some music.
Well, you know what? I think you and I might have the same hobby there, my friend.
Oh, I love to excellent.
The same thing. I love to go for walks and listen to music.
Oh, very cool.
So, hey, thank you for coming on. Thank you very much for coming on my show today, Tim. It was a really pleasure to have you. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
No, I just, again, really, really appreciate you and everything that you're doing. Again, you know, I think there's so much synergy, as you said about, you know, breaking down barriers and showing the world what's possible. So it's been a really honor to be a part of this with you today. Again, anyone interested in getting involved, whether volunteerism or learning more about our capital campaign, Building Tomorrow's Champions, please go to our website.
All right. And yeah, and don't like going beyond the barriers.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. Let's see if Ron has any other questions for me. Do you have any other questions, Ron? I guess not. Well... But, alrighty. Well, if you all enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share and hit that like button and subscribe. Comment down below and also leave a rating and write it and also leave a review. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV. And you can also find my show on Anchor.fm and Apple Podcast and Google Podcasts. And you can also find it on Spotify and Anchor.fm and Stitcher. And before we go, this is my joke of the day. Why did the football player cross the road to get to the other sideline? So I will see you all next week, Monday. So please take care of yourself and each other. And until next time, peace.